obviously not a pretty win, but a win is a win for you guys at this point.
Definitely. You know, we came in here and you know, we said we got four games left. It's the fourth quarter, and we wanted to put a stamp on the season and come out effective. You know, you got to take your hat off to the defense. They played unbelievable. They answered the bell every single time. And, you know, offensively, it starts with me not making plays and doing stuff, starting out slow. But, you know, we had the right play call on when we needed it, and Will did a heck of a job executing it, and we got in the end zone. And, you know, that's why this is the ultimate team game.
What do you think the biggest difference was in the fourth quarter?
I think it's just being resilient, just continuing to battle and fighting through adversity. You know, we've been in this situation before and haven't been able to come out on top. You know, we would have liked to end it a different way, but ultimately we got the win, and that's all that all that really matters on Sunday is coming out the wins and losses. And you know, you look at the numbers, and I'm sure they're not pretty. Whatever they are, third down, total yards, whatever it was, we ran the ball effectively. I was really glad, because that was our major goal going in, that we wanted to do that. And you know, took some shots when we needed to, got some, and I just kept fighting through. So I couldn't be happier with you know, the way that those guys were able to battle through it.
How much do you think your feet opened up some other options today?
I think, you know, we knew they were going to give us a lot of man and do different stuff like that. You know, having the ability to scramble and do some stuff, design quarterback runs is efficient. I got to be careful of that, because sometimes it gets me in trouble too, like taking that sack, trying to get out and do some stupid stuff. And, you know, obviously that first interception, I thought I had him and just didn't put enough on it. So, you know, there's a give and take with all of that. Some of the design runs gives us a better chance. You know, like I said last week, of not being able to convert on second and first down and moving the change. We were able to do that a couple times with my feet and the design runs.
He took us to a touchdown. Was it called in the huddle for it to be the tight end screen there?
Yeah, definitely. You know, Scott had a heck of a call on there. We knew getting in there, they're very similar to the Redskins, where, you know, they're going to pressure and do a lot of stuff in the field, but get really vanilla once you get in the red zone. And, you know, it's hard to attack a team like that. We had a similar call on the week before against the Bears. Going down there, we got that turnover and didn't get a good ball and weren't effective with it. But Will did an amazing job of battling through. Everybody did their responsibility on that play, and you see the end result.
And Drew, last week you had the same play, but you threw it low to Brandon and it never developed. Is that going through your mind? Make sure you mustered on it.
No, you know, I think that the way that it develops, you got to sit there and feel it, especially with screens. It's such a feel. That one that I just floated a little bit too much to Jerome on the blitz, you know, it's all about getting the right trajectory on the ball. I did notice that I wasn't getting enough depth last week on that one, because we kind of got the rush inside, and I felt like I had to hurry it and didn't get around that end, where this time the end came inside, and I could kind of get around him that way. And, you know, that paid dividends, obviously, to spring him for a touchdown.
On that fourth and two that they took Jennings, we kind of had a half a step on. Did you follow that play? What were you thinking?
I saw it. You know, I didn't really know, you know, what was going on. But just wanted to get the ball back and execute our side of the ball, because, like I said, the defense played amazing today. They stood up in every single challenge, even when Aaron was in there. And we all know how effective Aaron can be. And I think that is one thing that the defense can hang their hat on, is they didn't just stop Matt Flynn. They stopped that entire offense with Aaron Rodgers in there as well.
How much of a relief will it be to not have the streak talked about, division foes, Bay, all those things that you hear?
It's nice. You know, it eases your mind. And that's what, if we want to be where we want to get to eventually in the future around here, we have to start winning division games, especially at home. It's a must. When you start preparing for these guys, you know them in and out. You know the guys that are going to be out there. You just have to go out there and execute it and do some stuff. And, you know, we were able to go out there and make a few more plays.
How about you personally? You said numbers aren't pretty, but you feel like you kind of gutted it out today?
I mean, everybody was there watching that. It was a struggle at first. You know, it was a struggle for me to find my rhythm. And, you know, as a part of a quarterback, you just got to keep grinding and keep working through it and find ways. You know, at times I think I might have gotten a little greedy doing stuff and trying to do other things. But, you know, I got to reel it back in and play within myself and do what I'm, you know, play to my strengths and try and rely on those, as opposed to being somebody that I'm not.
I think this true football guy is that when you guys want them, I mean, and there's so many games that you played better than you had.
Maybe. Or the simple fact that we went out there and took it when we needed to. That defense, like I said, I can't say enough good things about those guys. Our special teams did a tremendous job of giving us good field position. And, you know, we finally got it going. You know, I played a bad, you know, three and a half quarters of football. And, you know, I got to go in there and make corrections, learn from this film, because, you know, I already know the mistakes that I made. And, you know, it's a little bit easier to swallow with a win, obviously, or much easier to swallow. But, you know, those can't happen.
It was one of those late in the first half. I mean, what were you thinking the second you stepped out of bounds on the scramble? Did they follow?
Well, you know, with that one, I was expecting the coverage, and they did a good job of changing coverage up. You know, I couldn't get to my outlet, and you know, that one would have liked to stay in bounds, but unfortunately would have had the holding penalty, so it would have negated it. You know, I lucked out with that one. That was a stupid play as well, of just trying to get down and do some stuff and keep the clock running and get out of there unscathed.
Anything else for Drew?
Yeah, one thing. I mean, quarterbacks are measured by wins and losses, right? Not stats, anything else. You take solace in that that's your job is to win, not to look pretty or to complete passes.
Yeah, you know, I think it's a lot better to play ugly and win than it is to play good and lose. I'll take that any day of the week because, and I touched on it before, this football game that we play is so hard. You have to go out there and 11 people have to execute on a given play. And my position especially has to know what's going on, be aware, and make those plays. And, you know, this was the ultimate team effort by our defense. And those, you know, those guys up front played an amazing game. I don't know the stats offhand of what we rushed the football for, but I'm guessing it was probably our highest of the year.
Sure, one other thing, just going into next week now, what's your mindset in terms of expecting another start?
You know, you take it 1 week at a time. Don't know what to expect. Getting prepared like I have every week and get in there and learn from this film. Obviously, every time you get a chance to step out on the field, it's a learning process because it's being my only third start. You know, you try and take as much away as you can, you know, but it's nice to come away winning.